Tenacious Living Radio.
Stress Less Radio, originally airing on the Amazing Women of Power Radio Network, inspires listeners with strategies from JJ and other stress management experts that helps listeners reinvent their lives from the inside out.
Hi, welcome to Stress Less Radio, where it's all about stressing less and living more. I'm your host, JJ Frederickson. Hey, welcome to today's show about how the mental habit of making excuses keeps you from your excellence. I am JJ, and it's my mission to help you get rid of stress, whether it be mental stress, spiritual stress, or physical stress, so that you can claim the life you were born to live and express yourself freely in the world. So today's topic about excuses is a really important one because excuses give us the permission to ignore our potential. They give us permission to play small and not claim the life that we were born to live. So they allow us to set our values aside, our beliefs aside, our commitments aside. And because of that, they actually keep us from our excellence. So I want you to think just for a moment about what your truest, best self really wants. And imagine that you're moving toward your dreams, your life is full of purpose and meaning, and there is nothing that can stop you. Not a single excuse out there. Now, most of us are not living that way. We feel like we don't have the time or energy or money to really accomplish all that we want to do. We might have jobs or families that we feel like they're pulling us in totally different directions, and we get really busy with chores, responsibilities, obligations. And this is the way that most of us have been raised, right? You know, you have to eat your vegetables before you can have dessert, or finish your homework before you can go out and play. Even though your true self, your soul, might want nothing more than to eat that cheesecake or go and climb a tree. But I truly feel that we are entering a new era. And that was fine when we were kids and we sort of had to follow those rules. But now that we're adults, living by other people's rules and standards and trying to conform to what's expected of us no longer gets us anywhere. We used to have a society where conformity and playing by the rules would get you that 30-year career and a house in the suburbs. And you know, that just doesn't work for us anymore. And as a matter of fact, most of us, especially if you're listening to this radio station, it's probably not even your goal. I mean, not that we don't want to have security and luxury. Sure we do. But we know there's more to life than that now. We've played that old sort of 20th century game. And now we think that there's more to life and we're reaching towards more. So I believe that most people today want to lead a meaningful and purpose-filled life. It's about living authentically with excellence. Only we have a little problem there in that our brains haven't, for all of us, some of us have gotten there, but for many of us, our brains haven't evolved to that way of thinking yet. And many of us were raised in the 20th century, right? So our brains are still playing that old game. And so we're not doing what our soul desires, what our spirit is longing for, what we're being called to do. We're playing by those old games of rules and standards and trying to conform. And so then we feel out of sorts. We feel like we're not in sync because we're not. We're not in sync with our soul. So then what happens is we make excuses for why we can't really have what we truly want deep down inside, right? So if you're one of my regular listeners, I have a little example about this. And you know that last summer, last June exactly, I was introduced to a new method of, a new paradigm of personal growth and almost a new way of aligning with your spirit. And it's called scientific hand analysis. Now, I have to be honest that this was something that sounded completely radical and sort of out there when I first heard about it. But the truth is that deep down, it was speaking to my soul. It really was. But, you know, I wanted to kind of ignore it because I had a lot of fear around what people would think, that people might think it was weird and that they might reject me, right? That they might actually reject me. So at first I didn't. I tried to make excuses. You know, the training for hand analysis was too expensive. I couldn't leave, the training's in Los Angeles, so I felt like I couldn't leave my family every couple of months to travel to those classes. You know, it just wasn't practical and I didn't have the time, and how could I devote the time to the rest of my business, right? I could come up with every excuse in the book, but I knew that no matter what I ended up doing or not doing with scientific hand analysis, that my soul wanted to do it. And that if I didn't do it, I'd have regrets and that ultimately I'd be letting myself down. I might be making my family happy. I might be making my bank account happy by you know, staying in the old paradigm. People might not reject me and think I was weird, but ultimately I'd be letting myself down. So I signed up. As you know, I signed up. And the amazing thing is that since I've aligned with that calling inside me of what my soul truly wanted, the program has led me to living a more authentic life. I've connected with so many new people, both in my training and in the community where I live, who are into personal growth and who don't think scientific hand analysis is weird. I've done new volunteer work with the youth theater here in town. And the funny part is I'm even more excited about my business than ever. And not only am I excited, but I'm getting more clients. I'm entering into some joint ventures and I'm teaching more classes. I'm involved with a personal growth center here that's locally that I did not even know existed a year ago. And so all of this beautiful stuff that's been blossoming in my life, I truly believe is because I dropped the excuses and I was true to myself. So we are going to take a little break in just a minute. But before we do, I want you to think about some of the excuses that have held you back, that have held you back from what your soul is calling you to do and from the excellence that you know you can have in your life. And if you're having a hard time coming up with an excuse or a way that maybe, to put it differently, a way that you sabotage yourself, I want you to ask yourself this question. What am I missing in life? What am I missing in life? And then I want you to fill in this blank. I am missing this because. So I'm going to repeat that a couple times. I really want you to think about this as we move into break. What am I missing in life? And I'm missing it because. What am I missing in life? Because. All right. All right, I'm going to let you ponder that for a moment, and we will be right back with Stressless Radio, where it's all about stressing less and living more right after this.
This is your life. This is your life with stress. Which sounds good to you? Stress saps your energy, steals your fun, and sabotages relationships. Bit by bit, it takes over your life. Don't spend another day frazzled, overwhelmed, confused, or feeling disrespected. Diffuse your stress and take back your life with the Stress Equation, brought to you exclusively by JJ the Life Coach. JJ's Stress Equation ebook contains 3 simple and effective steps, helping you to stress less and live more. In less than an hour of read time, you'll get the key components to control your stress and have the life you are meant to have. Stop stress now. Relieve your stress and reclaim your life with the Stress Equation book. Available online at jjthelifecoach.com, Amazon, or Barnes & Noble.
I I'm JJ, your host of Stress Less Radio, where it's all about stressing less and living more. And today we are talking about living more by dropping the big mental stressor of excuses. Now, the funny thing about excuses is that we think they are actually keeping the stress away, that they're helping us save face or they're somehow getting us off the hook, right? But the truth is that they give us permission to sell ourselves short. It's not about letting ourselves off the hook or saving face. They actually give us permission to sell ourselves short or put things off, avoid making decisions, and skip having difficult conversations. And, you know, these things, it seems good in the moment, right? To put these things off, to just put them on the back burner. But we all know what happens to that. These things snowball. They snowball. They get bigger. They cause more problems. You get more and more and more out of alignment with your soul. And as a result, you get more stress. So it's not only that they're delaying that stress, but they're also this form of self-sabotage that keeps us from our excellence. So instead of being our highest and best self, living our best life, living that life that we were born to live, they rationalize and justify our fears. I'm going to say that one more time. Excuses rationalize and justify our fears. They keep us small. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick of playing small. I am sick of playing small, and I believe the society needs us to play big. It needs us to be who we are and live our purpose and live fully. So I'm wondering if before the break, I ran through a couple questions for you about what you might be missing in life and what excuses you might have brought to the forefront that excuse you from having that, right? So what are some of your excuses? Did you uncover any of them? And if you didn't, I'm hoping you did. I'm hoping that helped you. But if you didn't, I want you to think about some of the common excuses that I've seen in books that I've read and clients I've worked with, excuses that I've had in my own life. So number one excuse is I can't afford it. I just can't afford it. Have you been using that excuse to keep you small? Have you been using that excuse to keep you from living the life that you were born to live? I can't afford it. How about it's too hard? It's too hard. I'm too busy. Oh, if I do that, it will cause family drama, right? Or here's one. You can play it either way. I'm too old or I'm too young, right? It can go either side of that coin, right? Or there's just not enough time. There's not enough time to do it. Or this is one of my favorites. I don't know where to start, so I'm just not going to start at all. I'm going to stay in my little ball of confusion and do nothing. I don't know what to start, where to start, right? So some of you might look at those excuses that I've just pointed out and say, well, those aren't excuses. Those are the truth. Those are the absolute truth. I don't have the money. I don't have the time. Those aren't excuses. Well, there are three good reasons why your excuses might seem like fact, right? They might seem like they're not excuses. They might seem like they're perfectly good explanations. And this is why excuses can be so insidious. So the number one reason is that they can be based in fact. They really can be based in fact. You know, it might be true that your bank account is overdrawn. That might be the truth. It might be true that you have a packed schedule, right? So they can be based in fact, but the truth is you can change all that. You can change all that. You can, if something is really important to you, you are going to find the money, right? How many times have you found the money for that cute pair of shoes? How many times has that happened? How many times have you found the time to call up your best friend and complain about what happened at work, right? You don't think you have the time, but you managed to find the time for that, right? So they can be based in fact. Number two reason why excuses can be so insidious is that it might not only be based in fact, but you might have years and years of past evidence. You know, You can say, I don't have the money now, and I've never had the money. I was born poor. I don't even know what it's like to have enough money, right? You can have years and years of past evidence. Remember that time, you know, I did decide to take the family on vacation, and I spent the next 5 years paying that off? Oh, that sucked, right? And then I didn't have enough money for when the car broke down, right? You might have years and years of past evidence telling you that this is the wrong thing to do, right? So number one, excuses can be based in fact. Number two, you might have years and years of past evidence. Number three, it just might be a habitual mental pattern. It just might be a habitual mental pattern. For me, the I can't afford it excuse for hand analysis. Now, yes, the training was expensive. I cannot deny that. I'm not going to try to hide that it wasn't. But the idea that we couldn't afford it is based on a habitual mental pattern I have. You know, like I said in my example a moment ago, we did not have a lot of money growing up. So that automatically comes to my mind. Oh, that's too expensive. I can't do that. Now, it doesn't come to mind for everything, but for something that does have this price tag, it did. And then I sat down and analyzed, well, I can make more money to help support my training. But the truth is, if I spend the money on this training, it's really not going to affect our standard of living. It really isn't. So that became where it was just a habitual mental pattern. It was not a true reason or excuse. Well, it was an excuse, but it wasn't a true reason to keep me from taking the training. So because of these three reasons that excuses can be based in fact, that we can have years and years of evidence, and that it can just be this habitual mental pattern, because of this, these three things, some of your excuses might be extremely hard to identify. They might be really hard to identify because they feel so real. And maybe in the past they were real. So what I'm asking you to do right now is to be real with yourself, to get really honest with yourself as I go through a few ways that you can uncover your excuses. Truly uncover the ones that are holding you back, keeping you from your potential, and keeping you small, keeping you from aligning with that life that you were born to live. So I'm going to give you four ways that you can really start to identify your excuses. Identify your excuses. So number one, I want you to look at what you wrote down, perhaps when you went through the exercise, what is missing in my life? Because, and in that because statement, how attached are you to your because? How emotionally attached are you to the because? Okay, so we're looking for emotional attachment because excuses are really based in fear. They're based in fear. So if we look at my hand analysis, it really wasn't about the money. It wasn't about the travel. It wasn't about leaving my family. Well, it was a little bit about leaving my family, but here's why. The whole fear around that was fear of rejection. Fear of rejection. I was afraid that people would think I was weird and that I would be rejected. There'd be family drama as well, not only from other people, but from my family, that they'd just think I was out there bonkers, right? Doing some weird, you know, fortune telling hand analysis thing, which I found out hand analysis is not about fortune telling or anything. It's more about your psychology and sacred contract. But how attached are you to your excuse? Because your attachment is going to dig down to the fear. If you are really attached to that excuse, you know that it's fear driven. Right? I could come up with a million examples. And when it came time to sit down and have the discussion with my husband that this is what I wanted to do, oh my gosh, was I attached to those excuses. I was, you know, so scared to have that discussion that he would just think I'd lost it. So look at your excuse or what you think is a reason. And if there's a strong emotional attachment to it, that is fear talking. That is not love. That is not empowerment. That is fear talking. And incidentally, since I just used this example, when I did sit down with my husband and have that discussion and my heart was beating and I was sweating and I was full fight or flight fear response about being rejected, right? When I did have that discussion, he looked at me like I was crazy, but here's why. He was like, "This isn't surprising. You've been into this stuff since I've known you. You've been into this alternative type stuff. And I don't necessarily believe it, but if it makes you happy, go ahead." So yeah, that was all fear, right? I was not rejected. And as I've said, I'm sure there are people who've gone to my website and maybe said, "Ooh, that's some strange stuff," or, "Ooh, I don't connect with that." But you know what? They're not my customers. And so my people are going to accept it and love it. And that's what I've been finding out. So anyway, that's the number one way you can identify if it's a reason or an excuse. Because if it's an excuse, you probably have a lot of emotional attachment to it. A reason, you know, "Mom, why aren't you making cupcakes today?" "Oh, we ran out of eggs." Right? That's a reason. I have no emotional attachment to, "Oh my God, we ran out of eggs." No, it's just we ran out of eggs. There's no drama. There's no attachment. So that sort of takes me to the next example, is drama. So number one, how emotionally attached are you? If you're attached, it could be an excuse. Is there a lot of drama involved? That's the number two way to identify an excuse. You know, I realized after I had my daughter, and she was just a newborn, I was having a hard time budgeting my time, right? I had this new baby, so that added a lot of extra time into preparing to go somewhere. And then a baby's unpredictable. You don't know. They might have a diaper blowout just as you're walking out the door, right? And I didn't budget for that extra time. So I was showing up to places and even work late, pretty regularly. And what I noticed when I realized this was becoming an excuse was when I was attaching drama. So here's what that looked like. So, "Oh, I'm sorry I'm late. You would not believe what happened." Here I had the baby all ready to go, and as soon as I was walking out the door, there was this diaper blowout. And I mean, it was probably the worst diaper blowout, all the way up her back and down her legs, and I had to completely undress her and give her a bath before I could even leave the house. Whew, let me take a breath with that, right? That's a lot of drama that I just attached to that story. So if I'm attaching a lot of drama, a big story, right? An impressive story where I'm trying to convince you of my excuse, it's probably an excuse. So when I realized I was doing that, and I realized that I was doing it like when she was 8 months old, and by that time I should have probably had a pattern going, right? You know, you kind of get into the flow by that time. And I realized I was still creating all these dramatic stories around what was happening in my life. And I went, "Wait a minute, this is an excuse." So what I started doing was saying simply, "Oh, I'm sorry I'm late. I just didn't budget my time right." And that was the end of it. That was a reason. That was no longer an excuse. So look at your reason. What are you missing in your life? Because of what? And how much drama do you attach to that story, right? How much drama do you attach? If you have a lot of an emotional attachment or a lot of drama, it is probably not a reason. It is probably an excuse that is motivated in fear, right? Rooted in fear. So that's number two. Number three way is, how much resistance do you have? How much resistance do you have to that change? How much resistance do you have? So, you know, I'm all ready to bake that cake, but "Oh, we ran out of eggs. Too bad. Bummer." You know, I'm not going to go to the store right now. It's too late in the day for me to do that. I don't want to do that. So, you know, I'll make a cake after I go to the store. There's no resistance to making the cake. But if I'm making an excuse, like I was with the hand analysis, I was resisting the change of learning this new system and claiming it. I was resistant to that change, right? It felt like a scary change. Making a cake doesn't feel scary. telling everyone you're into scientific hand analysis, that felt scary to me, and I was resisting that at first. So just check your reason. How resistant are you? Are you, you know, you might think you want to lose weight. You know, there might be a part of you that wants that so bad, but there's a part of you that is also resistant to that change. Well, I can't do it now. It's 4th of July coming up here. I need to do it after the holiday. Excuse, you're resisting that change. You're resisting that change, resisting the work that goes into that change. So just examine that. Is it resistance? If so, it's probably an excuse. Number 4 way to identify an excuse is simply, is it a long-held excuse? Is it a long-held excuse? You know, I love performing. I love being on stage. And my mom always supported it to a degree, but she also held me back to a degree. She would tell me that, you know, it was a fine hobby, but it was a really hard career. You know, sort of held me back from pursuing it as a career. So I have this long-standing belief that my family is going to hold me back from performing. And I have to tell you that I've used this over and over and over again, because I can tell you my husband is not really very comfortable with me, with the idea of me being gone every night to prepare for a play. He's not real comfortable with it. But is he holding me back? Is he tying me up in my basement and saying I can't do something? No. No, he has not. A matter of fact, we have had discussions about it. And I'm sure if I was really serious, if that's something I really wanted to pursue at this time in my life, I would have the discussion with him and we'd figure out a way to make it work. But for so many years, I was using that as an excuse and blaming him for not letting me go on stage, right? Just because it was this long-standing belief that was held back when I was a kid. My family is going to hold me back from performing and doing what I really want to do. And even with the hand analysis, you know, I had that belief that, oh, my family's going to hold me back. I can't leave my family so many times during a year, right? So what I've realized very recently is that is an excuse, and I use it a lot. My family won't let me. Oh, I can't possibly. I have too many family responsibilities. And it all stems from my childhood beliefs. So I want you to examine for yourself that reason that you put down. What are you missing in your life? Because... And is it just some way you've always thought? Because what I realized when I examined the performance side of things for me is that here I've been using him as an excuse, but the truth is I don't really want to be in a play right now. I don't want to take the time right now. Oh my gosh, how freeing is that? That means next year, if I do want to take the time, I no longer have the excuse of my family. It's just all up to me, baby. It's all up to me and aligning with what I want, with what I need, with what my soul is calling me to do. And that's what I want for you. I want you to start busting your excuses so that you can have excellence in your life. You know, think back to the beginning of this show, if you were with me, when I asked you to visualize your highest best self, living the life of excellence, a life where you are reaching toward your potential, where you are living the life of your dreams, and there is nothing getting in your way. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't bumps in the road. There doesn't mean there aren't things that might go a different direction than you had planned. I'm not saying that, but there are no more excuses holding you back. I want you to leap into that life now, to start identifying those excuses. How attached are you to them? Are you creating drama with them? Are you resistant to change? And are you just doing it habitually? Is this long-term mindset that you've had that is holding you back from your most excellent life? So that's all I have for you, is a call to go out there to bust your excuses and move into excellence. I'm so glad you joined me today on Stress Less Radio. It's been a great show. I hope you've gotten some value from it. We are coming up on Expression Week in a few weeks. Please leave on my Facebook page at JJ the Life Coach. Please leave some questions you might have, some topics that you might want me to cover in upcoming podcasts. I'd love to hear from you. And as always, resources for this show are at stresslessradio.com. And my main website, where you can get all kinds of stress-busting tips, is jjthelifecoach.com. So that's all I have for you today. Have a great week. I want you to get out there, be real, be bold, get your shine on, and remember, it's all about stressing less and living more.
Hey, it's JJ Fredrickson, also known as JJ the Life Coach. That's right, when I'm not doing stressless radio, I'm working with clients all over the world as a life coach. And I'd love to invite you to visit my website at jjthelifecoach.com. There, I've got all kinds of free life coaching tips along with blogs, videos, and articles. So when you're not listening to me on the Amazing Woman of Power Network, I'd love to have you drop by and see me at www.jjthelifecoach.com.